Different parts of North Dakota are experiencing different levels of moisture. North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network Director Daryl Richeson says generally, south of Interstate 94 has been wet. North of Highway 2 has been dry.
So it's really a mixed bag. Some parts in the south really could use 2 or 3 weeks with minimal rain, but the north is just really looking for rain and needs it pretty quickly, or they're going to have some crop losses probably. It's that dry. What has happened now is the jet stream flowing more west to east. And so we're going to be more what I would consider a traditional summer pattern, where every few days we're going to have some hit and miss thunderstorms, which means if you don't want rain, well, the odds are there won't be widespread rains, more localized. And then if you want some rain in the northern part of the state, unfortunately, there's not probably going to be a widespread rain for them.
In the long term, Richeson expects precipitation to be around average for North Dakota. However, rainfall is always a bit of a question mark.
Because one thunderstorm can make a wet summer over a dry summer. I really still lean towards looking at those past years, what has happened. Every year is unique, but there's clues there, is that the jet stream tended to be such that we get what we refer to as ridge runners, this little wave of thunderstorms on the edge of the heat. And I still think, and hopefully it comes in time, that the northern part of the state will start getting into a series of thunderstorms and those catch up a little bit on the moisture. I think the forecast for temperatures near average, which I've been leaning towards, I'm pretty confident in that.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.